There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action. Featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Truck drivers, Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years, and now we're holding driver hiring events all throughout July in the Chicago area. On July 17th and 18th, we'll hold the grand opening of our new Chicago Intermodal Facility at 4301 West 36th Street. That's the 17th and 18th at 4301 West 36th Street. Get full details on all our Chicago hiring events in July and search Schneider's variety of opportunities at schneiderjobs.com/events. That's schneiderjobs.com/events.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. For all your local shopping and style hints, tips, and tricks, visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know shopping and style. We know local.
Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call **326 from your mobile phone. That's **FAN.
Looking for amazing local deals on food, drinks, services, and events? Then sign up for CBS Local Offers and start receiving deals in your inbox that can save you up to 80% on the products and experiences that you care about. You'll see discounts on everything in your area that you love, from restaurants and spas to boutiques and activities. Sign up now for CBS Local Offers by going to cbschicago.com and clicking on deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score!
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The last time the Cubs faced the Cardinals, they got swept right out of St. Louis. Cubs have a series against the Cardinals again starting tonight, this time at home. Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegs and Goff this morning that Chris Bryant's getting his swing back at just the right time.
That's going to keep getting better also. That's really the mark of the better hitter, the really good hitters, when you're able to organize your strike zone. And he's starting to do that. He's been doing it all year. And there's going to be moments he gets away from him, but he's always able to bring himself back. And as he's able to do that, he's going to continue to hit better. The same thing with Addison, the same thing with Soler.
You can hear more from Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. A David Ross-less John Lester faces off with John Lackey tonight at 7:05. Lackey is 2-0 against the Cubs this season. Dexter Fowler dropped to 7th in the lineup. Dallas Buehler will be called up tomorrow to pitch game 2 of that doubleheader. Big pitching matchup at the Cell tonight as Chris Sale faces Toronto's Mark Burley. Sale's going for his 9th straight start with 10 or more strikeouts. That would break Pedro Martinez's Major League record of 8. Burley, meanwhile, hasn't allowed more than 2 runs in his last 6 starts. Believe it or not, tickets are still available for tonight's game at WhiteSox.com. Pre-game with Chris Ranji starts at 6:35. And we'll have to wait until the reserves are announced to know which Cubs and White Sox will start our game. No Chicago players were voted into the starting lineup. Toronto's Josh Donaldson and Washington's Bryce Harper got the most votes in their respective leagues. Bryce Harper said today he'll skip the home run derby. To the NBA, where the free agent frenzy continues, Manu Ginobili announced via Twitter that he'll exercise his player option to stay with San Antonio next season rather than retire. David West will join him. He declined a $16 million player option with the Pacers to sign with San Antonio for $1.5 million. Spurs now 4-1 to win the NBA championship, according to the Las Vegas Superbook. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are considering trading for Brooklyn Nets star Joe Johnson, according to ESPN's Mark Stein. If that deal proves to be too complicated, Stein also says the Cavs are considering sending Brendan Haywood to the Clippers for Jamal Crawford. Wimbledon today, Serena Williams dispatched sister Venus in straight sets this morning. She easily advances to the quarterfinals along with Roger Federer, Maria Sharapova, and Stan Wawrinka. Novak Djokovic currently battling to avoid elimination. He rallied after dropping the first two sets to South Africa's Kevin Anderson. They'll play the fifth and deciding set of that match tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Central Time. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars this weekend. And visit your local Shelby's and Stella's Place to enter to win a spot in the Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dream. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Blue Jays on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Glenn Casper.
The tricky part, and I don't think this will keep the Cubs from looking for pitching. They have the fourth best earned run average in the majors right now, and that might surprise some people. I still think you would like to add one more starting pitcher, but you can't sit here and say that that has been a glaring weakness. The bullpen has been as good as any relief corps in all of baseball the last 6 weeks. So, you know, they're making it almost difficult on Theo right now to go out and get another guy and give up maybe a potential bat to add to a pitching staff that actually has been pretty good. Although, if you could cheaply get a left-handed outfield bat to be a fourth or fifth guy out there, I think they would consider doing that as well.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
A little R&R.
R&R, of course. Absolutely. Or rest and records. By records, I mean the old discs they used to play on the turntables.
Vinyl, yeah.
45s, 33s. Did you ever see 78s?
No, I don't think so. What is the difference?
They go faster.
Oh, okay.
And they're bigger, but they go 78 rings RPS, rings per second.
That makes sense.
Don't tell them
again,
it makes sense.
Radio from a different planet is available right
wow.
here. I don't know where he's been. I don't know who he's talked to, but that's all wrong. So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't think we're even at in the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein, but I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Yeah! Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Ooh. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And don't let that fool you. Well, I think both of us are on the record as loving Les very much.
Oh.
We love Les. Les is a terrific guy. It's just that we love his show in an odd way. Because it's just not broadcast from this planet.
Yes, some things that are said that I think
it's
are
just
in, some,
not here.
In some kind of code for an alien race that is hearing it at a different frequency.
The guy with the eye on top of his head is the one who loves this show.
Right. Nodding along like, sure.
Sure. Yeah. Let me see. Let me put my head down. Let me see this. Sure, I see that.
78
rings per second.
Rock and roll and rest and records and nodding along and understanding absolutely every bit of it. So what do you make of this?
All right.
And this, I saw this from Politico.com today, that next week Scott Walker is going to announce his run for president. Mm-hmm. As expected, the conservative Wisconsin governor is going to do that. And some of his biggest backers are the Ricketts family.
Yeah.
The Ricketts family has given Scott Walker more than $1 million. And this from Politico. The governor was first introduced to the Ricketts, Joe Ricketts, the family patriarch, the former chairman of the online brokerage firm TD Ameritrade in late 2011 when he was combating the recall effort. They immediately hit it off. And in 2012, it was the Ricketts-funded independent group Ending Spending invested nearly $250,000 on a TV ad praising Walker for his courage to keep his word, keep Wisconsin moving forward. Over the next several years, Walker would join one of Ricketts' sons, Todd, at his home in Wilmette for barbecues. In 2014, Walker campaigned for another Ricketts' son, Pete, in his successful bid for Nebraska governor. And this year, after first meeting with several other contenders, Todd Ricketts decided to get behind Walker's presidential bid and held two fundraisers for him, one of which was attended by Republican mega donor David Cook, the Cook brothers, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Yep.
So here's the only issue.
Okay.
And you're allowed to give money to whoever you want. The law is the law.
You can do that.
You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Is that while most of the Ricketts family is in agreement and staunchly behind him, Laura Ricketts is not.
Not. No.
And Laura Ricketts is a board member of Lambda Legal. And Lambda Legal was founded trying to fight for equal rights for gay, lesbian, transgender, etc. I got to make sure I get them all. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Walker has been one of those actively railing against marriage equality.
Joining many other Republicans.
But this is one of his big things. One of his planks has been that. Has been against marriage equality and for a constitutional amendment banning it.
Mm-hmm. I think it might be too late, but
You know, I understand that families are like this, and they've said all the right things about it, and they talk about how, you know, we don't agree on everything, and I give money to this, and they give money to this, and Laura says that they've been very supportive of her coming out, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, this issue's different. At some point, family members, you disagree on fiscal policy. Or even if you disagree on some other social policies or military spending or whatever it may be, or isolationism versus interventionism, that comes with the territory. Nobody necessarily needs to be in lockstep.
No.
But don't you find it that it stretches credulity to think that something like this, when you're talking about a person's fundamental existence, when you're talking about equal rights under the law for people to be who they are, for people to have the same protections and the same opportunities as others, that it rises to something above and beyond just policy. I don't know how they're able to, and if they really are able to do it, and they can reconcile some of that discomfort. I just think it's unfortunate that you have that kind of division within a family, that somebody can say, I don't believe that you deserve the right to marry.
I've seen others who've done this. As Walker's belief, because of church, is his the religious side of it
whether he says so or not.
Is that what it is with him? I mean, others have been very clear about the religion part of it. They've come on, and I don't know if they're hiding behind it or whatever they're doing, but that's what they're saying. I mean, is his based on that? I mean, kind of a... I'm just wondering. I don't know about him.
I don't know. I just know he supports a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage.
Because I've never heard him say that. I know he's against it. I've never heard him say exactly why. Others have said, well, we can't have this. This is against
it's not like Huckabee,
fundamental beliefs.
But whether he says it or not...
He still is.
He's still courting that block.
Yeah.
That's still, you don't have to necessarily wrap yourself in religion. No, just say
I know. I know a lot of them do, though. I'm just wondering if he did. And it has nothing to do with it. I just don't know if he did or didn't.
It's strange that you have. It's not just that Laura Ricketts happens to be gay. It's that she is an activist, a board member of Lambda Legal, informed and resourceful activist.
I guess you can have your family.
I guess so.
I mean, your family's entitled to.
She's talked about it. I've read about it. And if they're able to do it and they're able to still love each other and have family gatherings without fireworks, I just think it's awfully.
We don't recommend fireworks for anybody. Well,
I meant theoretical fireworks. Fireworks, no. If you put them on your head, bad.
Bad.
And if you have a U-Haul full of them and you blow up
also
your hands.
Also bad.
That's also bad. But. Somehow they're apparently able to do it, but I
don't think my family agrees on everything. I don't think we agree on it. I don't know about those kind of things. I don't think we agree on everything. We still get along. You know what I mean? I don't think you have to 100% be in agreement on every issue within a family to remain a family.
Not. Of course so not. But that's one where you're denying somebody their fundamental right. Pass the peas. You know,
I didn't.
Northwest side, this is Schmutzy on the score. What's up, man?
I have to follow that.
Yes. Or I can hang up on you. It's your choice.
Scott Walker, if you want to know what Scott Walker thinks, just go to the Coke.